SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden facing very heavy criticism from both sides of the political aisle. That on his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if the Israelis send troops into Rafah. More than two dozen House Democrats sending the White House a letter sharply criticizing the administration's withholding of weapons shipments. In the meantime, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the United States should be all in helping Israel.
After Pearl Harbor, fighting the Germans and the Japanese, we decided to end the war by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose and work with them to minimize casualties.
Audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. Also at SRNnews.com, some pro-Palestinian demonstrations popping up sporadically as colleges nationwide begin to hold commencement services.
A small group of demonstrators staged an apparent silent protest during graduation ceremonies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. But a campus police spokesperson there says cops made no arrests. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protests also occurred in North Carolina and California. A protest also took place in Richmond, Virginia.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Spanish authorities say commuter rail service serving Barcelona and parts of northeastern Spain suffering a major disruption, the primary reason, the theft of copper cables. Strong earthquake shaking the border of Mexico and Guatemala. The quake struck early Sunday morning near the Mexican town of Xuate. It had a preliminary magnitude of 6.4. This is SRN News. Europe is beginning to rethink transgenderism.
A new policy statement from the European Society of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says doctors should not be performing sex change operations on children or providing them with puberty-blocking drugs. This follows decisions in several European countries to scale back efforts to help young people live as the opposite sex. In the United Kingdom, the government has ordered the closure of its only transgender clinic for children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender activists flooding a Utah tip line with thousands of hoax reports. The line had been established to alert state officials to possible violations of a new bathroom law. The online portal receiving more than 10,000 submissions in its first week, but the state auditor says not one of them seemed to be legitimate. This is SRN News. The governor of New Mexico plans to court new investments in hydrogen fuel development.
Governor Lujan Grisham says she'll lead a delegation to an industry summit exhibition in the port city of Rotterdam, seeking the opportunity to sell New Mexico as a dynamic and thriving place for hydrogen industry investment. The Democrat's been a vocal proponent of investments in hydrogen as a transition fuel that can replace fossil fuels with cleaner-burning hydrogen for vehicles, manufacturing, and generating electricity. But some environmentalists call hydrogen a false solution because it frequently relies on natural gas as a fuel source. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Three police officers in Atlanta have been shot and wounded. That in an altercation that left the suspect dead. Officers encountered the man. He had a gun and a knife. And near Cleveland, officials say a rookie police officer has been gunned down on the line of duty. More details at SRNnews.com.